a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
The Bible says, woe to her, she obeyed not the voice. What voice? God, the living God of heaven and earth, has always been trying to speak to man, the one of his creatures whom he made for his own delight and companionship. He created man a living soul, an eternal being that can never cease to exist. He not only gave to man's physical being eyes to see and ears to hear, but to man's spiritual being, he gave eyes that could trace God's footprints and his wondrous workings in his universe, and ears that could hear his voice speaking to him, and a voice with which man can speak to God in confessing his every need in prayer over his great problems and in thanksgiving and praise for God's grace and mercies. But most men, are you one of that kind? Live like animals, and they don't turn on their dial to hear what God the Lord will say. And their eyes are not looking to see what God has done, nor do they even bow the knee to the living God to speak to him of their need and problems and to thank him for his mercies. To see a man with millions live like a pauper is not as bad as to see one of God's humans live like an animal. Man, awake. Be a man. Exercise your human potentialities. How do you start? Hearken. There is the voice of what? Where is that one who's speaking so plainly? Not in the house or outside. That voice comes from within you. It is the voice of your own God-given conscience. You go out for a night of fun or wickedness. In the morning, you may be coming out as charm or stupor. The quietness is broken. A firm, uncompromising voice is heard. You wicked sinner, living like a devil, destroying yourself. Be sure your sin will find you out. And for all these things, God will bring you into judgment. Then what? You are not dreaming, nor is that voice a preacher in a pulpit. That voice comes from your very insides. Within you, God has planted your conscience, and you cannot root it out, and you cannot shut it up. It is God's testimony within you to convict you of your sins and their awful harvest. In the beginning, when God created Adam, that first man listened to the devil and disobeyed God. Right then, that first voice speaks up, and Adam was afraid and tried to hide. Who told thee thou wast naked? It was not Satan. It was not Eve. It was his own conscience. Have you hearkened to the voice of your conscience and cried out, God, be merciful to me, the sinner? The voice. What voice? Voice number two is the Word of God, the Holy Bible. God did not give us his Word to be a history book to read, nor to be a lot of moral lectures to set up right principles to live by, nor to be a religion to argue to the heathen that this is the best religion. Its history is accurate. Its moral teachings are tops, and its principles of religion are as the heavens are above the earth to all of man's religions. But that Holy Bible is to be the voice of God himself speaking to you and to me. You read, I live, says the Lord God. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die? It is God's voice. Warning you and calling on you to turn from your sins. It rings in your ears. Turn ye from your evil ways. Why will you die? Your name is wicked, and your ways are evil, and the death sentence hangs over your guilty head. Yet there is one ray of hope. Your only hope is in God's mercy, and your only time is right now, and the next move is yours to make or else. The voice of your conscience convicts you. The voice of God's word calls you to repent. But you're perplexed. How can God show you mercy when you lived in such sins? Now comes voice number three. God has spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus Christ the Lord. He is the one mediator between God and men. He came from heaven to save us and bring us back to God. His perfect life on earth makes us feel our inexcusable guilt. for he glorified God on this earth, and we have blackened God's earth with our wicked devices and corrupt sins. Then to Calvary's cross he went, there to take our place and bear our sins and to receive their judgment from God's hand of justice. That cross, that death, that blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the how of God's mercy to you and to me, when we repent. So, trusting in Jesus Christ alone as your only hope, your Savior, speak to God thus, oh God, be merciful to me, the guilty sinner, for Jesus' sake. He died for me, and I'm trusting him as my Lord and Savior. Now is the time to exercise your human potentialities and speak to God. God's offer is, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call. Lord Jesus, I thank thee for dying for my sins. I believe thou art alive up there in heaven. Now I'm trusting in thee to save and change me and to be the Lord of my life. Lord, speak to me so I will know thou hast received me. Oh, Lord Jesus, speak to me. Then, with your heavenly dial set, wait to hear. It may be in his words, him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Or, I have redeemed thee, thou art mine. Or, as you have received me, so have I received you to be my own. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Or, as he said to one long ago, thy sins are forgiven, thy faith has saved thee, go in peace. And you will feel the reality of God's forgiveness, of being saved by Christ, of having peace with God. So you'll cry out in praise and wonder, what has happened to me? I feel like a new man. You have been born of God and made his child forever. Then comes voice number four. Yet you see no one. It is within you. I am the Lord, the Spirit of God. I am sent to dwell within your body. I am the one who wrote the Bible, God's word, for I am God. I convicted you of your sin and led you to seek God. I am the one who united you to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And now I'm in you to purify your life, to guide you into all truth, to make you a powerful God in your testimony to others. Be very careful to depend on me, for it is only by me you can live a life of victory and usefulness. Seek my leading in all you say and do. Obey me without delay or questions, and I will make your life a blessing to a multitude. Thus, you'll now start your new life as a Christian, one who belongs to Christ, to live for him who died for you and now lives in heaven for you. Yet, there is another voice, a human voice, God-inspired. Voice number five is just that. In times past, God spoke by his prophets and apostles, and they were God's messengers with God's message. Zephaniah so cried out, saying, woe to her! She obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Zephaniah was that voice. Many years later came the greatest of all prophets, John the Baptist. And when they wanted to know who he was, he said, I am the voice. The voice of God to you. And this gospel is God's message to you. Hundreds of such messages the Spirit of God has given to me. And as people over the world hear them in their own language, they feel they are in God's presence and he's speaking right to them. I call upon you to repent of your sins and to seek God's mercy. I beg you to flee from the wrath to come. I beseech you to surrender to Jesus Christ as your Lord, to obey him and trust him as your Savior. And finally, I charge you to make haste, delay not, for now is the day of salvation, and you must strive to enter in at the straight gate before it closes forever. May the unison of these five voices move you to get right with God right now. But if you turn the other way, or delay, or trifle with God's offer of salvation, your doom will be in these awful words, woe to her, she obeyed not the voice. She received not correction. She trusted not in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. The choice is yours to make, now and for all eternity. May your choice be, in the words of this hymn I have written. The voice of God appeals to you. Turn now and find his word is true. Save now thyself, save now thyself. Plunge not into that awful gulf. Farewell, proud world, thy charms are vain. From thee I turn, my choice is made. To Jesus Christ, my living Lord, My heart I yield with one accord. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant,
David Brinkman.